This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're just a week or two away from fall semester. We're talking college here, which means that right around, now, tuition bills are rolling in. Paying for college can be complicated, of course, but some students do win private scholarships from companies maybe or foundations that those students expect to be able to put toward those bills. Except, if they are getting money from school, sometimes schools will take a look at that private scholarship money and deduct the amount from its institutional grant, referred to by some in higher education as the August surprise. More formally, it's known as scholarship displacement. It's hard to know how many students get surprised like that, but some states are passing laws to end it. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
Emily Liang got in the habit of applying for things pretty early in life. She grew up in Oakland, California, and both her parents are originally from China. They don't speak English, and she remembers helping her mom fill out an application for a food services job back in middle school.
I remember, like, writing her resume for her.
Her mom got the job, and in high school, Liang started filling out her own applications for scholarships to help her pay for college.
I had an ongoing Excel sheet of just, like, all the different scholarships that I could apply to.
She says she got a couple big national ones, a handful of smaller local ones, and a generous financial aid package from Stanford, where she decided to enroll in 2020. Part of the financial aid calculus for students includes a portion they're expected to contribute themselves, which they can earn by working. At Stanford, that's usually at least $5,000 per year.
I remember asking financial aid whether I could use my outside scholarships to cover that, and they said no, that would just eat up my Stanford scholarship. It wouldn't necessarily be applied to that.
In other words, the private money would have displaced part of what Stanford was offering her. Liang says as a first-generation college student from a low-income family, this was really frustrating.
If your end goal is to support students, they should have that financial freedom on how to use their money.
A number of elected officials feel the same way. At least six states have laws limiting or banning scholarship displacement, including California, which passed its law last fall. Stanford says that students can use outside scholarships to pay their contribution, but it and other colleges still have to adhere to federal regulations that say colleges can't give students more financial aid than they actually need to attend. Lo Klink works in financial aid at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
There are some students who have really robust financial aid offers or really large scholarships where that need figure is met and then something needs to be reduced.
So if a private scholarship puts a student over the top, then the school may reduce its institutional grant. Klink says that goes back into a pool of money to be reallocated to other students.
It can allow an institution, particularly under-resourced institutions, to spread their wealth even further.
Even so, this practice of denying institutional aid when a student's awarded outside grants isn't what private scholarship providers had in mind. Calwis Lowe works for Scholarship America, which awards its own funds and distributes grants on behalf of foundations and companies.
The reason why they're doing this is because they want an educated and skilled workforce that they can draw from, hire from.
The private sector gave out $12 billion in scholarships to undergrads in the school year ending in 2022. That's according to an estimate from the College Board. And companies want that money to work for them.
We have so many corporations who talk about having issues finding the right type of diverse staff. So this is, partly around charity, but also it's an investment.
Lowe says scholarship displacement could discourage donors from offering money in the first place. It would also have discouraged Stanford senior Emily Liang, who says if she'd known about scholarship displacement sooner,
honestly, I wouldn't have worked as hard for scholarships.
Which also means, she says, she wouldn't have received the mentoring and networks that came with them. She also wishes that schools and scholarship providers would take into account all the costs students incur, along with tuition and housing.
What's not covered is dental expenses, medical expenses, like a flight going back home because your parents are sick.
She points out these are costs that all students have, and if they earn scholarships, they should be able to use that money for whatever they need. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
Stephanie's story was a collaboration with the Hechinger Report. That's a nonprofit that covers education.